The city of Dayton recently announced a new program designed to reduce demand for prostitution. The initiative uses digital technology and social media to target people convicted of trying to buy sex. The city calls its new campaign the Buyer's Remorse Initiative. Officials say it modernizes the city's long-standing practice of publishing the names and home addresses of people convicted of trying to hire prostitutes. The city will now publish that information online on a new website, buyersremorsecampaign.com. They'll also use geo-targeting technology to post ads on the social media feeds of people living near convicted sex buyers. The ads will include a link to the website where people can find out who committed the crime. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says she simply wants people to think twice before coming to the city to buy sex.
So that's why we're being as public as possible about it and being very open. It's not a gotcha.
Whaley says the program focuses on sex buyers because women in the sex trade are often there because of trafficking and or drug addiction. The initiative's website does include educational resources for individuals involved in prostitution who are seeking help. In a video announcing the program, the city says public notices are a proven deterrent.
This suggests that the impetus is to get tough, but the question is it smart?
David Singleton is the executive director of the Ohio Justice and Policy Center. He worries about the new policy's unintended consequences.
What it will do is it will shame folks in a way that's going to make it hard for them to be rehabilitated. And there's going to be the risk of vigilantes as well as shame that's brought to the John's family, including children. And that's just not worth it.
Singleton says he's not yet aware of any legal challenges that could arise out of the new program. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.